Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back again on a Wednesday, the WIP afternoon show. Thanksgiving Eve with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike?
Yes, sir.
I'm feeling pretty good. Happy Wednesday. It's one of my favorite holidays of the season, tomorrow.
I was going to say Wednesday?
No, looking forward going into a long weekend. Take care of business. Friday versus the Cubs. Yes, I know they're the Bears. We treat them like Cubs.
Oh, there you go.
Friday, come on.
Oh, man.
Hang with me there.
All right.
Yankee baseball, put your boots on. Holler at your boy.
I got my boots on.
Oh.
Yeah,
you learned boots?
Yeah, you didn't know. You didn't know I was a little bit of a bootsman, did you?
No, I did not.
Yeah, you learn something new about me every day, huh?
He got his bleep kickers on today.
Yeah. Come on, man. Kicking ass, taking names. That might as well be my middle name.
Yeah, that's what everyone says about you. It's a big day, as it is the day before Thanksgiving. So mostly everything that you love about the Friday show is happening today. It is a big show. Nick Kostos joins us around 2:45. Give you your picks for tomorrow and throughout the weekend. We got a lot of NFL this weekend. 3 o'clock, Mike Mayock actually joins us, who normally joins us tomorrow. He will join us today. 3:30, Tornado Shapiro's holiday forecast. 4 o'clock, Jaws. We have Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings. Tommy Dunn, the Shore. It's going to be a giant day, and just want to get this out there. There's a lot of travel today. This is one of the biggest travel days of the year. So if you're out there on the roads going to the grandma's house, wherever you're going, just take it easy. You'll get there eventually. No road rage today. Just make sure you get there safely. A lot of driving today. So make sure you do it safely. So I wasn't here in 2023, but this has been a very chaotic 8-3 season for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I'm looking at them this year, and the whole year we've been doing everything under the umbrella of the Super Bowl, them winning the Super Bowl, the goal is to win the Super Bowl, blah, 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 blah. And I know that's still the goal as an organization, but I look around and here is what I see with the Philadelphia Eagles. The offensive line is beat up and to an extent just doesn't have it this year. And I don't think that's changing in any sort of significant way. The running back is having a 500-touch hangover the next year. Whatever it is, for whatever reason, whether it's physical or mental, whatever it is. The defense is good, but the secondary is still suspect and beat up. There's a wide receiver who doesn't really want to be here anymore. There's finger-pointing going on all over the place, and even if they're not, AJ's the only one doing it by name, but the other stuff is coming out leak here, leak there, leak here, leak there, leak here, leak there. And none of these problems seem to be going anywhere. So my goal for this team is no longer the Super Bowl. I'm no longer thinking about the Super Bowl. I'm thinking, do not fall apart. Don't crumble. Don't let go of the thread. Because if they crumble, it sort of changes everything, some of the bedrocks I thought about this organization for the next 5 or 10 years, right? If Nick Sirianni, 2 out of 3 years, is the head coach of a team that completely implodes at the end of the year, that has to, as a leadership guy, I have to think rethink what I think about Nick. I have to rethink what I think about the leadership in the locker room. I have to rethink what I think about the quarterback as a, you know, as a bedrock of the team if they crumble again like they did. Mm-hmm. So I don't have, like, I'm not thinking about Super Bowl. I'm thinking about don't let the rest of this year fall apart. Don't be embarrassing. Don't be an S show that is the lead on every national program, you know? And I don't know what my faith is in them not allowing that to happen. I think if I had a bet, if you made me bet which way it's going to go, that's the way it's going to go. And that's actually my biggest fear. Their goal should be don't ruin this.
It should be a fear. It should be a fear, because here's where I'm at with this. I understand where you're coming from. And I would say this. If that were to happen, meaning crumble,
yep,
falter down the stretch, early exit from the playoffs,
Finger pointing, ugly.
Only positive out of that, because it's going to be finger pointing. This isn't. I'm past the whole. This is a kumbaya. We're going to band together as brothers and run the table. They may do it in spite of each other, but they're not going to do it. At least they haven't shown that. And listen, we got what is it? Week 11?
Week 12.
So you got six games. You got 6 games left to go.
Yeah,
things can change. Things can happen. Hopefully you prove me wrong from this standpoint. If that were to happen, I think that would be the number one reason for it, is that it is a bleep show and that they can't get out of their way.
Yep.
And here's what I would say to that, Spike. I came to this conclusion after thinking about some of the discussion we had yesterday, not just you and I, but Elliot as well.
Yep.
As he and I sort of got into our usual heated sort of moment there. If that's what the case is, then I wanted to show itself and then do something about it at the end of the season. But this facade that everything is okay and we, when things aren't going well, then we want to peek our head out and point the fingers at each other, blame this guy, blame the coordinator, blame the head coach, do all of that. And then if things happen to work out in our favor, we'll act as if everything was great and it was all of you all, the media and WIP and everything else. No, I'm tired of that. That's what we've sort of gotten by with the last couple of years. So if that's what the core of the team is, meaning that we are a little dysfunctional, we aren't connected, and this is primarily on the offensive side. I almost hate talking this way, because you cast the net over the entire team. And I actually think the defense is a unified front. I think it's a young unit that enjoys playing with each other and for each other, the good times and the bad times. They never point the finger at one another. They never do that over there on the defensive side of the ball. This is mostly about the offensive side of the ball.
Sure, yeah.
And that's what drives this team right now. So unless we get to a point where the defense is the driving force and they can be the adults in the room and actually lead the team, right now we're relying on the offense and the unstableness of that side of the football, whether it's schematically, whether it's chemistry, whether it's attrition setting in. These are all the things we're relying on, because that's where all the money is at. That's where all the star power is at, is on that side of the ball. So they are going to determine what this season is. And if it's going to be a bleep show, then I want it to show itself so that now Mr. Lurie, Howie, they can do something about this.
They can know it's there.
And change it. And change it.
Yeah.
Because when you win, it just masks it.
Yeah.
Right? We won the Super Bowl last year. Clearly, everybody's not on the same page. Everybody's not happy. And the Super Bowl covered that up.
Yep.
So if it's going to be that, that's what I want it to be. But I'll say this. I got an ounce of confidence left in me.
Do you?
And I'm hanging on to it.
It's an ounce, though.
It's an ounce. It is. I got an ounce of confidence left in me, and I'm hanging on to it, and I need Friday to sort of validate that. I need Friday. I need a turnaround Friday. I need a unified front. I need a football team that goes out there and actually supports one another and are playing for each other. That's what I need to see Friday, and let that carry me through the rest of the season. And if that carries me through the rest of the season and it's not enough, then so be it. It's not enough. What I can't stand is the idea of us self-imploding based on things we do versus what somebody else does to us.
Right. Because to me, it's not about, there's a way this season can end 11-6. Maybe they win a playoff game, maybe they don't, but it doesn't look ugly, mm-hmm. right? It's the ugly version of that that I am afraid
it's
of.
It's the 2023 version,
yes,
isn't
it? The 2023, and you don't need to lose 6 out of 7 for it to be the 2023
right.
version. I'm sorry, like this has all of that stink to it, and it's my fear in a lot of different places. I agree with you, you want to know it if it's there, but man, it just makes me rethink key figures of the football team that were supposed to be responsible for that stuff not happening.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. What's your confidence level that the Eagles are not going to let this unravel? Let's not talk about the Super Bowl today. Let's talk about whether or not they're going to pull themselves out of this malaise, because I am not confident that's going to happen, and that could get pretty ugly. It could. We do have a next question today, because on Friday, it's going to be a blackout at the Lincoln Financial Field. They want you to wear all black. They're wearing their black uniforms.
It's a funeral for the Bears.
For the Bears.
Oh.
For the Bears. We have actually two prizes. So we'll have two winners today. We have an Eagles crew neck from the Eagles Pro Shop, and we have a beanie for the Eagles Pro Shop.
I need to see that crew neck to see what it looks like.
Oh, I'm sure.
You gonna try to win today?
Well, I'm a crew neck guy. I like a crew neck. Yeah,
your crew neck
looks like. I like the crew neck.
Now they want you to wear black on Friday. It doesn't have to be Eagles gear, but if you need your black Eagles gear, the Eagles Pro Shop is at the Link, the Metroplex Shopping Center at Plymouth Meeting, the shops at Rockvale and Lancaster, and the Marketplace at Garden State Park in Cherry Hill.
It's a blackout Friday?
Yes.
I'm announcing this right now.
Okay.
I'm coming to the game naked.
Nice.
There's your blackout right there.
Hell yeah. Listen, that'll do views. That'll do numbies.
You'd be really showing up Elliot, who's going to come wearing in black clothes, but you will have topped him on that.
I almost got a 10-incher.
There it is. So for next question day, with Thanksgiving tomorrow, and everybody's got their take on Thanksgiving food, but we're making this bigger. We want you to give us your most scorching, hottest food take. It doesn't have to be. It can't be about Thanksgiving food, but
seems like everyone's got thoughts on Thanksgiving food currently. Yeah. Everyone's trying to take that.
Everybody does have a thought.
Well, it's like, oh, turkey sucks. Get over it. Yeah. You know what I mean? We get it.
So we need
the dry bird.
Your most scorching. You all right in there?
The bird shouldn't be dry.
That's a dry bird.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't have a dry bird, Spike.
The most scorching food take you have. Jack, would you like to start us off for next question?
Not the dry bird.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Two quick things. Speaking of the blackout, might be in attendance on Friday for the game.
You don't
have any black clothes.
But I have a black Eagles jersey.
Okay.
It just happens to be a now tight Dante Stallworth jersey. That's the only one that I have.
Listen, I love the idea that blackout is not going to work.
You don't think so? It's not a college sports team.
How many? Like, the black jersey isn't the more popular jersey.
Right, so they're going to have to wear non-Eagle stuff.
Yes.
Or you could go to the pro shop. But yes.
That's
what we're encouraging. It's going to be a big deal, Ike. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
So my big food hot take is that mustard is better on a cheesesteak than ketchup, which drives people up a wall.
Because
I don't care.
Stupid take.
It tastes.
I should agree with that.
It tastes much better. Nice little yellow mustard
is better than ketchup.
Much better. It's a better taste.
I like mustard.
Ketchup is only for fries.
Yeah, and children put on hot dogs.
Yeah, I wouldn't even do that. Fries and fries only.
Cheeseburger with ketchup on it?
Nah, I don't need it.
As long as it has mustard.
I mean, I don't need ketchup on my burger.
You don't need it, but it's not like a it's not
yeah,
like
it's
a
not
no
a faux pas.
No.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
it's not gotta have a condiment.
Yeah, it's not, but yeah, I agree with Fritz on this. It's not a gotta have it condiment.
Oh, I think ketchup is more of a gotta have it condiment than mustard. Yes,
mustard enhances the food.
Mustard is definitely underrated, and it certainly enhances.
Are we
the
just
food.
Talking about yellow mustard?
Yeah.
If you want to get me a ground
spicy
brown
mustard.
The mustard or something, all right. I can talk about that. Not yellow mustard.
Let's see if you like this one.
All right, you
He's
got a hot
going
take?
Ketchup. You know I hate mayo.
Oh, yes.
I mean, mayo on anything makes it worse.
We got a lot of mayo's men out there.
Yeah,
I'm a big mayo guy.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out. Mayo and blue cheese.
Well, you're throwing blue cheese in there,
it's
too.
The same thing.
Okay. Yeah, blue cheese is disgusting.
It's ridiculous.
Blue cheese in any scenario.
Always. I wouldn't touch blue cheese.
Blue cheese dressing. What about blue cheese, the actual cheese?
Nope.
No.
Both are terrible.
Okay. No, blue cheese is awesome.
Blue cheese is terrible.
Want no parts of it.
Buffalo wings deserve ranch.
Yeah. No, stop.
They deserve ranch.
Stop.
He's right.
Stop. So most of my food hot takes are going to offend people.
Well,
so I have to.
You don't.
Well,
what do you eat?
Well, I can start talking about what's going to happen tomorrow in all these homes across the
hell
the country.
No, we don't want that.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
Why'd you say homes like that?
I started to say houses, and then I turned it into homes.
Little Tommy down the shore?
Little homes. So the hottest one I have that isn't going to offend people is that cucumbers are disgusting and infect everything they touch. So when cucumbers are in a salad, the salad is disgusting because it tastes like cucumbers.
Now, here's my follow-up.
Yeah.
So, of course, cucumbers don't taste like anything.
Yeah.
How do you feel about a little pickle?
Pickle's great.
But it is a cucumber. It is
okay.
It is.
They taste different.
The same thing. One just tastes a little more sour.
A little vinegar.
Well, I mean, one tastes... No, I mean, they taste completely different. One's seasoned, one's not.
I agree.
You know, they taste different.
One actually has taste, yeah. And one doesn't.
Yeah, cucumber tastes like... Actually, cucumber tastes like ass.
I knew you was ready to say that.
Yeah, it tastes horrible.
Put a little salt on that ass.
But then you have a pickle.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yep.
All right, 215-592-9494. What is your confidence level? The Eagles are going to pull themselves out of this malaise and not crumble. And give us your hottest food take for next question today. Corey in Columbus leads us off. Corey, what's up?
Hey, man. Yo, you stole my food take. I was about to do that cucumber, man. Damn.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it is, man. I got a lot of wild food takes, so I say that to the end. But my confidence level, man, y'all know the motto. Ain't no fear when Jalen Hurts is here.
Can you be honest today?
Can I give you is this my take?
Yeah, but I don't believe you. I don't think you're being honest.
I'm gonna ride this to the wheel fall. Let me tell you, look, Ike know this. I gotta put this out here. I gotta, you know, let set my table. You know, this is a tough week for me because, you know, the Eagles already lost to the Cowboys.
Just take care of business Saturday. That's all you need to do.
We got the Bears Friday, and then you know what I got Saturday. So this could be a good week, or this could be I could be here sick on Monday. So, you know, I'm kind of nervous, but I think the Eagles going to handle business on Friday. You know what I'm saying? I think we're going to come out. And I'm saying, I'm not afraid of the Bears. You know what I'm saying? See, the thing with the Cowboys is that they always play us tough. Even though we got robbed, I don't want to go down the path again. We moved on. You know, we look forward, not back. But it's like, we got robbed. But I think we're going to come out with something this week. I pray we come out with something this week. My confidence, I say probably about 8.5. I think we're going, you know, be able to score with them. Their defense is terrible now. You know what I'm saying? Like, they ranked 28.
So is the Cowboys.
Yeah, right. but that was a different defense. You know, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? They added some parts. The Bears ain't adding nobody. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm just hoping our defense, Reed Blankenship, going to play. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping, you know, Vic Fangio on the defense can hold them down. So that's where I'm at with that. I think we walk away victorious. You know what? I ain't going to pick no blowout or nothing. I'm going to say a little, you know, 24-17 win. You know, I ain't going to get too crazy with it.
Okay.
You know?
What's your hottest food take?
Oh, yeah. So hottest food take. So listen. You know, when we talk about the delegation, when it comes, you know, like y'all eat stuff we don't eat, y'all do stuff a lot of us don't do. You know what I'm saying?
You're saying white people.
Who's y'all? Who's y'all?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We're starting early today.
Huh? Green bean casserole.
What do you think about Ray Emery?
We don't eat no. What do y'all call it? Stuffing. We don't call it that. You know.
Well, what
saying?
Do you call it?
Dressing. What do you mean?
Dressing?
Yeah, dressing.
Yes, what are you, crazy? No, dressing on what? Yes.
There's a bunch of white it's people like that call it dressing.
Hold
too.
On. It's like the nonsense with the gravy being red. My arse. Gravy is brown.
So, I agree with
so
you
look,
there,
so this
yes.
is me. This is me right here.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
You ketchup only belong on fries. I ain't putting no ketchup on no burger. If you put ketchup
Ike's
on chicken... If you put ketchup on chicken, you going to jail.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That is a crime. You know what I'm saying?
Who puts ketchup on chicken?
Some people ate.
Well, chicken sandwich.
Listen, I know a lot of, you know, I live in Ohio.
Yeah.
Scrapple.
A lot of, you know, people on the other side of the delegation, y'all side, they be doing that. They be putting ketchup on eggs.
All this. Oh, ketchup on eggs, I remember.
Dude, Mark's used to put ketchup on eggs and hot dogs.
You need to go to jail for that. That's a federal crime.
And he ate boiled hot dogs.
All right, Corey.
He did eat boiled hot dogs.
Corey's hot take is ketchup only belongs on fries. We need your hottest food take for next question today. 215-592-9494. Get back to the the phones after Ike tells you about Mark's Jewelers.
Hey, let's talk about my friends over at Mark's Jewelers. Now, the holidays are almost here, and that means engagement season. And Mark's Jewelers, they've seen it all. Nervous proposals, happy tears, and lifelong memories. And that's why the team at Mark's Jewelers love what they do. At Mark's, every piece of jewelry they sell becomes part of someone's story. Celebrating real people and real love is what Mark's is all about. Visit Mark's Jewelers today at their Mount Laurel, New Jersey, or Montgomeryville, PA locations, and check them out online at marks-jewelers.com.
All right, 215-592-9494. Derek and Paoli, you're on WIP. What's up, Derek?
Hey, happy holidays to y'all, man. You know what I mean?
What's up, D?
Did you just jump out of a plane?
Nah, why you say that?
There's a lot of wind.
Oh, my bad. I don't want no harm, man. You know, it's a windy day out here, man.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Listen, I feel like if the Eagles don't save this season, right, that says something about the culture that
yes.
we think they
yeah.
have.
Yeah.
We put a lot of, like, emphasis on, like, the offense is struggling and this and that, but Nick Sirianni, he's just the head coach, and we give him a lot of credit for, you know, how he relates to the players, and the players respect him, and this kind of stuff like that.
Yep.
But I feel like there's all, now with all these leaks coming out, and the AJ stuff, and this and that, I don't know if he has the kind of control that we think he has, or the players really rock with him like we think they do, because if they did, like, I just can't see AJ Brown getting up there like saying some of the stuff that he says. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what, Derek? The thing I think about, too, is, and Ike always talked about this with Andy Reid, is that it's okay. Nick Sirianni is a bit of a one-of-the-guys type of head coach, mm-hmm. which is fine. But sometimes you need to lay down the law so everybody knows that you're in charge as well.
Yep.
And I know it would have been controversial for Nick to suspend AJ for a week or sit him down for the first drive or something like that. But I do think it would have shown that he is drawing a line. And I think that line got crossed by AJ. And the problem is when that line gets crossed and nothing happens,
yeah.
then everybody can cross the
line. That line got crossed when they didn't nip it in the bud initially.
Yes.
They yeah. basically validated what he was saying by agreeing with him.
Yes.
Which gave him empowered him to continue to do what he was doing.
And then forcing the ball. And,
yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, like, yeah. I think to an extent, I agree with you on Nick, and we give him a lot of credit for culture, but I think if the culture's bad, then you have to do the same thing. You have to put it on him, and I think it would have been wise for them to act strongly at a certain point instead of just trying to hope it goes away and think they can work through it. They didn't do that, and I think it's biting them a little bit.
Real quick before I give you my hot take, right? So when I was telling y'all yesterday about the cop that recognized my voice, right, and the yeah. guy, you know, quoted me on the type line. First of all, I live in Paoli, right? Paoli ain't that big, so my voice is going to be very distinctive in Paoli.
Yeah.
Okay. Right? Okay. And
I deliver wine for a living, right? So my real name, my first government name is not Derek. It's something else. I hated it growing up, but at work, I go by that name. So I've been to several deliveries, and people be like, listen to me talk, and then they'll say, are you Derek from Paoli? Because they're listeners of the show. So my voice is very distinctive.
That makes sense.
Guy who has yeah. this, like, Chuck has a very distinctful, like, angry voice. You know what I'm saying? Like, OG Wayne's got a distinctful voice because of, you know, how he talks and stuff like that. But there's a few callers who we can just hear him say one or two words.
Yeah,
that makes sense is, what you're saying. You're saying Derek from Paoli, you're like, yeah, so Derek. Everybody that's listening in Paoli, they hear that voice, and so it's recognizable to them.
And
that makes sense.
I remember when I first started doing the show, your voice was one that I remembered right away.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
So
and I'm terrible with voices, except for Chuck's. Yeah.
What is?
Funny oh, go ahead. Spike, real quick. I used to have my mom with my car with me a lot, and your dad would be on, and he would call people nitwits.
Yes.
And this is probably going back 20 years.
Yes.
And my mom literally calls people nitwits all the time. It's all because she listened in to Howard call people dopes and nitwits.
Dope, nitwit, genius. It evolved into genius. Yep. Moron. Yeah. Yep.
My take is,
yes.
One thing I never understood about, and I love chicken and pizzas, but the crab fries, man, ain't not an ounce of crab on them, Sean. And it's just, I never understood that. When they say crab fries, it's just Old Bay and cheese sauce.
Well, it's not Old Bay. It is not Old Bay, just to be clear.
So
I have to make that clear. It is their own special seasoning.
Yes.
And they are wonderful, but there is no crab on them. And that is a fair question.
Point, yes.
That's a fair
question.
They do have crab seasoning on them, and I think they're excellent, and I love them.
Yeah.
Should we bring this up to Pete?
Well.
Where's the crab?
I'm sure Pete's probably heard this one.
Yes.
Before.
Oh,
yes.
There's no crab on it.
No crab meat on the fries. Yeah. Yes.
Well, I'm sure if you pay extra, they'll put whatever you want on the crab fries.
Yeah, you're right. And make this clear. That's not Obey. That's their own seasoning.
I wanted to be clear about
that.
Yes. That is their own way
better.
Which
is actually delicious. I mean,
it is delicious.
Come on, yeah. Come on now.
I would, if they sold out, I would put it on everything. Do they sell
it? That's one of the things you eat. That's one of the few things you actually eat is fries.
I do. I do love fries. I do love a good crab fry, too. They always come out hot. All right. 215-592-9494. What's your confidence level on the Eagles not collapsing here? And next question today, give us your hottest food take with Thanksgiving tomorrow. Coming up next, Jalen spoke late yesterday. I didn't hear it till today. He said some interesting things. One, about the topic we had yesterday about designed runs for him, and also had some things to say about the past game as well. We'll hear that and react to it next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You can run the streets with Jump Thugs. I'll be waiting for you.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 5:30 Creed, 2:30 Tupac, every day.
3:30 Country.
3:30 Country.
I'll tell you this out, though.
What's that?
So,
no.
You know, I've told you. No, it's okay. All good. It's good. Okay. I've told you that All Eyes on Me is like my third or fourth favorite Tupac album.
Yes.
But Fritzy, he seems to be in love with the All Eyes on Me album. I've been hearing more songs from that album, and it kind of has brought me back. It's kind of, you know,
it might raise the flame in me.
Wow. Dude, you know what I smell, Spike?
What?
Next Mount Rushmore season? Ike's Mount Rushmore Tupac album.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, see,
mine's not
going to
be on there. Mine's not going to be on there. That's the
Spike
unfortunate.
Likes the worst of all.
It is
albums.
Not the worst of the albums. I think it is the most solid front to back. Actually, I do. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. The question: what is your faith level that the Eagles are not going to collapse like in 23 this year? So, what is your faith level that they're
that
not
they
going
won't.
To that they won't collapse? Very high, relatively high, not high at all.
What's the difference between very high and relative? Is relatively high?
Well, very high is like they're gonna be fine.
It's the top.
Relatively high is like I hope they are.
Relatively high.
Yeah. What do you think the poll results are?
Three choices. Let's go 40% relatively high.
34% relatively high. So that's the middle one. Then we have very high, the confident people, and not high at all. The not confident people.
So we have
65% left.
Okay.
So 34% for relatively high, 19% for very high, and the biggest one, 46%, not high at all. So almost half the people do not think they're going to pull themselves out of this.
Don't think they're going to pull themselves out of it. Wow.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, listen, it's coming off a loss.
Yeah.
They are 8-3.
Yeah, Maria, I know, but you almost have to be reminded each game what the record is,
because yeah,
the feelings have been going where the results of the games are.
And yes, this is the easy part of their schedule. Should be the easier part of their schedule.
And I agree. Yeah. I agree.
It's get right time. It's funny. I said this last night, big old Fred Six last night, that I'm actually more worried about the Eagles than I am of the other teams.
Yeah, I said that last week, I think. That their biggest... They're their biggest issue. Yes, they are. They are getting in their own way. So Jalen spoke after late. It must have been late yesterday, right? Maybe around 5 o'clock.
His press conferences are getting later and later.
Yeah, they sure are. They'll be at 8 o'clock one of these nights.
Trying to make sure we don't have a chance to respond to the next day.
Dude, it was like 6:15. I saw it pop up on my phone. Jalen Hurts speaking to the media.
They're just waiting out the media. Go home. Go home to your families. It's a holiday week. Go home to your families. Go home to your families. So the first thing we're going to play today actually has to do with our show yesterday, in which I said I think there need to be more design runs for Jalen. And here is, somebody asked him about it. Here's his thoughts on it. He's very good at making me not know what he actually thinks.
Yeah, this is why I get off the boat with Jalen. That was just gibberish. I mean, he's just talking. Yeah, right? You know what I mean?
Like, we're all in to do whatever it takes.
Yeah, like,
do you like running the ball or do you not like running?
I don't know what the hell that means. He's just, what it really says, he doesn't have a real answer to these questions.
That's one reading of it. If I were to give a generous reading, what he doesn't want is for him to say, I like the quarterback runs. They don't do it on Friday. And the questions are, you said you like this,
right?
You know, you didn't do it. So is that you or is that KP? So I guess on some level, it's his version of Andy Reid's, I got to do a better job. It's like, go ahead, analyze this.
Yeah,
you know?
That's actually a good analogy, because it's the whole Andy Reid, I got to do a better job, to a point where people just were like, whatever.
Yes. You took responsibility. Congratulations.
Yeah, whatever.
Who threw out, I got to do a better job this week? Was it Nick? Oh, on the Xavier Gibson punt return.
Oh, Nick said he got to do a better job.
I got to do a better job on that. Yeah.
I will say this from Jalen's viewpoint. You're the quarterback, so if those opportunities are there, like, you have the ability to check into something that you are comfortable with and decide to go with it.
That's something Elliot says all the time.
Yeah,
look,
no, he does.
This guy can call whatever he wants.
He does. He has that ability to be able to do that. Now, he does that at times, and it works.
Yeah.
And then he does it at times, and it doesn't work.
Sure. Right.
And that's just the truth of the matter. I'm a Jalen guy, but let's be honest. He's the maestro at the line of scrimmage. And he sees something there, he can check to that, to the quick out or quick hitch, what he's seeing in the passing game. Or if he decides, you know what? Let's stick with the play. Let's run it here. Or if you want to call the quick quarterback draw, he has the ability to do those things. That's built into the offense.
So here he was asked also about what he thinks Jalen has brought up the identity of the offense. We need an identity.
Yeah.
He was asked about that here.
All right. The last part of that, he knows that's going to ring true with a lot of people.
Yes.
It rings true with me.
Yeah. Don't care who it is.
Yeah, don't care who it is. Do whatever it takes to win the game. I believe he buys into that. In other words, he's not a quarterback that's chasing stats.
No, I don't.
You know
think
what I'm
so.
Saying? So yeah. he buys into the quarterback win stat, and if we win, I don't necessarily need the credit, because he knows also he's going to get credit regardless.
Yes. Yes.
But he's not stat-chasing.
He's seen that.
He's seen that.
He throws for 118 yards. They score 13 points. They win. Jalen just wins.
So,
and that is the advantage of being a quarterback. Is that it? Is nobody says that about
any other player
on the team?
Yeah.
You know, Saquon goes for, they win that game Sunday. Saquon runs for 10 and 22. We're still asking
what's wrong with Saquon. Yeah, you know what? Real quick.
Yeah,
I don't know. Listen, he pointed out that he wants it to be defined. I'm in agreement with him there. That Because part of what he's saying is, it almost seems like we just go with what's working or what seems to be working in the moment versus we're going to come out and try to establish this, and this is our identity week in and week out. I don't know if that's a positive or negative. Do we want them to have the flexibility of making adjustments and doing what needs to be done, or do you try to impose your will on a team from a running standpoint or passing standpoint?
The real answer is the only thing that they are equipped to do is their identity is to be a running team, and they can't do it.
Right.
And that's truly the answer.
But do they want to be a running team?
I think they want to. Yeah. They just can't.
Right.
Like they just don't have the ability this year when they've always had the ability, and they don't have an answer. That is the Petula, good, bad, or indifferent.
They can't run the ball. That's what they're
stuck in.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. We'll get to the great Nick Kostos after we tell you about the Black Friday mega sale at National Appliance Warehouse.
Only a couple days left, Spike. You know, you're sitting there Thanksgiving, you're having people coming over, they're sitting there, they're all whispering to each other, playing a little game of whisper down the lane. You see how sad this guy's kitchen is?
They're all talking about you on the Facebook group of your town.
Yeah, don't be the talk of the party in a negative way. Get down to National Appliance Warehouse today and take advantage of the Black Friday mega sale. You don't have to wait until Friday. Now, Friday obviously is a part of it. You don't have to get down there at 4 a.m. You can take advantage of 40% off on over 100 brands, including Whirlpool appliances. You're getting great appliances, all the big brands, Sub-Zero, Wolf Cove, at great prices. You are getting a great price. Obviously, price is a short piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. Tax Free Delaware helps, and of course, the Black Friday mega sale going on right now. But on top of all that, they always deliver an unbeatable customer experience. You walk in there, they treat you like family. They have a good time selling you appliances. They're serious about appliances now. They're dead serious about appliances.
You say selling you appliance, it's more than that.
Yeah.
It's solving your appliance problem.
Exactly.
That's
right.
What they do. They solve your problem. It's getting you the appliance, then delivering it to you, installing it, getting you the right price, all that. They solve your problems.
So you can learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or hurry to the showroom again and take advantage of the Black Friday mega sale in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Do we have the great Nick Kostos ready and rocking or no? You can just tell me.
Not yet.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Ed in Phoenixville. You're on WIP. What's up, Ed?
Hi, Spike, Jack. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Ed.
What up, Ed? Happy Thanksgiving, brother.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you. So here's the thing. I really am on team give Jalen Hurts more planned runs. The idea is like, what can we do from a play calling perspective that maximizes this offense, maximizes Jalen's abilities, and it's all predicated on, you know, his ability and willingness, to be honest, to run. So I think we need to do more of that. I'm not saying we run him into the ground like the Panthers did with Cam Newton, but, like, there has to be a balance there. So I look forward to hopefully seeing more of that on Friday. But I think more importantly for Sunday, and, you know, I was so frustrated watching the Cowboys game. It's like Tyler Guyton and Terrence Steele aren't exactly the second reincarnations of, like, Orlando Pace. Like, and we couldn't get a pass rush on them. Similar with the Bears, like, you got Theo Ben, I can't even pronounce his last name, and Darnell Wright. Like, for goodness sake, guys, let's, you know, Jalen Phillips, I don't think it was his fault, but, like, Vic Fangio, let's scheme up a pass rush. Like, for all the...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ed. So maybe this is me getting older. I was talking about this with a friend of mine who's a writer, and I was on his podcast, and he said, as we get older, we sort of see more from the coach's standpoint. As I've gotten older, I feel like I become almost a coach apologist to some extent, because I think they're smarter than me generally in this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. When you say things, Ed, like, just scheme up a pass rush, you are talking about one of the greatest defensive coordinators of all time. Of all time. He knows how to do it. The idea of just scheming up a pass rush, all you want is him to blitz. That's what it is. Like, he knows that there's a limited number of schemes. You can stunt, you can do this, you can do that, but it's all, there's not like some magic thing where he runs a trick and then all of a sudden there's a pass rush. It's a numbers game. You either send more people, either you get to the quarterback with the four guys you're sending there, or you send an extra guy, which gives you a disadvantage if you don't get to the quarterback, because then the offense has a numbers advantage. That's it. And to Vic's credit, he's blitzed more this year than he ever has, except for the last 2 weeks before this one, because he didn't need to. But in this game, if you watch, go back and watch, he starts blitzing as the game goes on because the front four were not getting there. And I think the same thing about scheming up open receivers. Everybody's trying to do that, but they have the limitations of the players that they're dealing with. So it's not that I think Kevin Petullo is some genius. I have literally no idea. But if it was just easy to have wide receivers open all over the field, I can promise you every team would be doing it. But the defense is trying to not make that happen. So I just don't, and I appreciate the call, Ed. You want to give us your food hot take real quick?
Well, I may have to go into witness protection for this one, given that we're in Philadelphia, but Cooper Sharp cheese is crap.
Oh, wow.
Cooper Sharp cheese is crap.
Wow, that is a hot one.
Well, we found out it's American cheese.
Yes, it is American cheese.
It's thought it was
American.
A type of cheese.
Yeah, it is a type of cheese.
It's well, I understand the type of cheese, okay. But I thought like Cooper right. Sharp, I thought Cooper was the type of cheese.
I'm with Fritz on this one.
Cooper is the brand of cheese.
We got it. Now, no need to go back.
Okay.
Don't go back.
Like Land O'Lakes. All right. Joining us now. I like this.
Land O'Lakes is butter.
But it's a brand.
Yes.
And I hated his football take, but I really liked his hot take. Not that I have that feeling about Cooper Sharp American, but joining us now, Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check out the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Of course, you can hear Nick on You Better You Bet and You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff on Sundays. What's up, Nick Costos?
On guys, how we doing? Terrible game for our Eagles on Sunday.
Yes.
Hopefully we get the chance to bounce back coming up on Friday against the Bears.
Yeah, now you are a devoted Eagles betting fan in Cover Eagles Cover. You didn't get it. I had the early text from you during the game and then the late text from you during the game that had very different different tones to it. You were blaming Saquon though.
He blamed himself after the game. He said he's been non-existent this season, which is true, right? Now, I think it's a combo of things, right? The offensive line has not been as good for the Philadelphia Eagles this season. I think like everybody knows that. But just eye test-wise, Saquon's not the same player he was last year. And it's not to say like he stinks. He doesn't stink. But maybe those 400-plus touches really took a toll on him. And look, he's way better than Tank Bigsby. He's way better than Will Shipley. He's way better than A.J. Dillon. But at this point right now, like, should Tank Bigsby be splitting carries 50-50 with Saquon Barkley?
No.
Is that sacrilegious to say that? Is that
65-35.
75-25.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go 75-25.
If we're gonna,
as long as I give Tank 8 carries, I'm looking for 5 to 8 carries there, Nick.
Because really, Saquon only touched the ball. Saquon only had 10 carries.
Right. He, it's not Sunday. Like he got a ton of carries. Yeah.
But averaged 2.2 yards per carry. Like, but eye test wise, when he has the ball in his hands, he doesn't look like he did in the past. Like, maybe I'm not. Like, he's not a bad player. Obviously, he's a Hall of Fame caliber running back. Like, something's up. Either there's too much tread on the tires, or he's hurt. The explosion's not there. And I'm not suggesting they bench him. I think we need to see more of Tank Bigsby right now.
I think Tank being.
I think Tank.
If nothing else, Tank being fresher at this point in the season would be advantageous. I sort of agree.
And he's running with a purpose. He's running like he's hungry.
I think. I agree and disagree on Saquon. I think he is in a very difficult position right now because the offensive line is playing really bad. And I think it's less about burst and more about Jason Vaught was bringing up this the other day. There are runs where it just doesn't look like he wants it the same way that he wanted it last year.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe that has to do with the fact that there's too much tread on the tires.
Spike,
my counter to what you said about the offensive line, there is no one better equipped than me to make this statement. Like, offensive line is not an excuse for Saquon Barkley when he performed for years as a New York Football Giant behind that trash offensive line.
I agree.
Like, if you're a great running back, and he is a great running back, right? I'm not saying he's bad. But can we all agree that he's not the same player or even close to it that he was last year? And he's telling you. You don't even need me to say that. I think he's a huge problem right now for this offense. The fact that they go up 21-0, Spike and Ike, and can't choke the game out with run game and defense, to me, like, I am actually shaken with my confidence that this team's going back to the Super Bowl now following that performance.
So Friday, line 7 or 7.5, Eagles Bears.
I think we're going down to 6.5.
Oh,
seven
really?
Right now, but I think this is going to drop down.
Okay, and line's higher than I thought it would be. I would have guessed 5 or something. So what are you thinking on that game Sunday?
Friday.
Well, Friday.
I'd really like to bet the Eagles. The Bears are getting healthier on defense. So they beat the Steelers on Sunday without all three of their starting linebackers and without their best corner, Jalen Johnson. Johnson was a full practice yesterday, and it looks like a couple of the linebackers are going to be back, so it'll be a healthier Chicago Bears team. And I feel like I'm on an island here because a lot of people I respect, I feel like the Bears in this game to at least keep the game close. I still think this is a big-time step up in class for Chicago. And, you know, Dallas was able to have success down the field against the Eagles. And we've talked about this at the start of the year, too, right, with Philly. The lack of a number two corner may be coming to bite them at some point, where Adoree Jackson leaves, DeJean's got to go to the outside, and George Pickens absolutely puts the clown suit on him. I don't know that the Bears have the outside receivers to be able to do that. Like, they attack you over the middle. Like, here's Luther Burden over the middle of the field. DJ Moore over the middle of the field. Roma Dunze is fine. He's not even close to George Pickens on the outside. So I do think schematically, Eagles defense versus Bears offense, I do like that matchup. And I would like to see the Eagles just throw all over the Bears in this game. I'm concerned about the run game. I don't know if they're going to be able to get it going with Saquon. If and when the number dips below 7 to 6.5, I'll be interested in the Philadelphia Eagles. This is like my Brokeback Mountain. I can't quit betting on the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, all right. Yeah. There are different ways you
can
go with that.
Come on, boy.
Man.
Slow down.
Different ways. You do take good care of yourself.
I did see you on video, kind of.
Yeah.
Raise your chin a little bit there. You got to let me finish, see where I was going.
There. Yeah, well, you know.
Ooh, boy.
I let you finish. It could go any different number of directions. Any Thanksgiving games you love in particular?
I love the Chiefs.
Yeah. It's 3, right?
Yeah.
Are the Cowboys favorite? Who's favorite?
No, Chiefs. I think it's Chiefs minus 3.
Okay.
How did they lose this game? It's really unbelievable.
Yeah.
Look, the Chiefs are not the Eagles. I felt that way before the season. I think the Chiefs are the best team. I told you last week I may be on Moron Island, population 1, and the Chiefs really, like, thoroughly outplayed the Colts in that game. It would have been a very unlucky way for the Chiefs to lose. I feel like the Chiefs are kind of like John Wick, and last week they announced, you know, it kind of feels like we're back, and I feel like they're about to nuke the league here. They are way better than Dallas, and I don't think they will fold in the big spots like the Eagles did last week. Give me the Chiefs laying the 3 on the road in Dallas.
Mm. All right, and any prop tomorrow maybe to enjoy while you avoid your family?
Would you like, I could give you yardage and touchdown props in all 3 if you would like.
I like the touchdown props.
Give the touchdown props.
All right, how much time do I have?
80 seconds.
Okay, 80 seconds. So yeah. Green Bay, since Tucker Kraft got hurt, used three tight ends. John Fitzpatrick, Luke Musgrave, and Josh Weil. They all three play, all three get targets every game, so let's bet the one at the longest odds to score. That is Josh Weil for the Green Bay Packers. For Detroit, Khalif Raymond unlikely to play. Sam Laporta's out for the season. Any Republicans in the audience, if you wake up on Thanksgiving wanting to own the libs, bet on Tesla. Isaac Tesla, any kind of touchdown, their rookie receiver.
You're on fire today.
Yep.
I mean, holy cow.
I just wish people could see me on the stream. I got a haircut. It looks really good. Chiefs and the Cowboys. Noah Gray is not going to play for Kansas City. 50 Shades of. The backup behind Travis Kelce. They will elevate Jared Wiley, and Big Bob Tonyan will be the other. Take your choice between Tonyan and Jared Wiley. Isaiah Pacheco is back for Kansas City, which means him and Kareem Hunt will split carries. Breshard Smith will catch passes out of the backfield in the old Jet McKinnon role. Breshard Smith anytime touchdown for KC. And we bet this on Sunday and it hit when Jamar Chase was out. Now T. Higgins is out. Mitchell Tinsley is a wide receiver that dominated in the preseason for Cincinnati, spawned a very funny quote from Jamar Chase, who said in the preseason, "I told Mitchell he would be a great number one receiver somewhere else." He's a really good player. He scored last week. No T. Higgins. Mitchell Tinsley anytime touchdown for the Cincinnati Bengals. And in that game, very quickly for Cincy, when T. Higgins doesn't play, Mike Gesicki basically operates as a wide receiver. Mike Gesicki over 36.5 receiving yards tomorrow night.
Happy Thanksgiving, Costos. Thanks as always, brother.
Happy Thanksgiving, bro.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, all the listeners, and your families. Wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
There he is, Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. You can hear Costos on the BetMGM network on the free Odyssey app. Coming up next, we do have Mike Mayock, correct, Jack?
Yes.
Yes. All right. We'll see how Big Fella's doing. We'll talk to Mike Mayock next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.